With Theater Talk on WBFO, in for Jim Santella, I'm Omar Fatou.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Tony, the Artie Awards are Monday. These are Buffalo's Theater Awards.
Yes, Omar. And, you know, I think I'm convinced this is the first time I've ever done Theater Talk with you. Is this, I understand you live for the theater. Is that right?
Well, we talked about it a bit earlier. I'm really more of a movie guy, but I'll do my best here.
Well, then you know exactly what the Arties are like because you've seen the Oscars,
I
yes?
I have indeed.
This is Buffalo Theater people pretending they're at the Tonys or the Oscars and really living up to the excitement of that kind of event. And it is Monday, and the Arties recognize excellence in Buffalo's theaters.
And what shows are eligible?
Well, it's done by a calendar year. So in Buffalo, at any given moment, there are between 20 and 25 professional theaters. Believe it or not, that's the truth. And so any show that opened between the first week of May and the first week of May has to be a cutoff because it takes us some time to vote. So a lot of the shows that are up now, like The Normal Heart is up at BUA. That's Larry Kramer's play about the beginning of the AIDS crisis, a very moving play. It will be eligible next year. Or Breath Boom, which is at Ujima Theater Company, about a girl in a gang who's obsessed with fireworks and her journey. Beautiful ensemble piece. That'll be up next year. Or O'Connell and Company's production of Nonsense 2. They've done very well with those nuns up at O'Connell and Company. That'll be up next year. But everything else from the previous year was eligible for nomination.
And how long have you been doing the Arties?
You're just angling for my age, aren't you, Omar? I have been doing the Arties, Omar, for 23 years. That's your cue to tell me how good I look.
You look very young.
It's too late. It's too late.
Who goes to the Arties?
Do you know anyone can go? You pay $10. It's a donation, but it's really largely an industry event. The people from the Buffalo theater community go, and people from every theater go. And I think that they're rather astonished when they see the size of the theater industry here, because we will fill the town ballroom on Monday. There will be about 500 people there. And I understand this year, even some board members from the Shaw Festival are visiting to see what goes on at the Arties, because it's really enabled us to contribute to a sense of community and cohesiveness in the theater community. The theater, of course, is a heavily collaborative art, and so it's wonderful to have a celebratory event that allows people to come together in this way. Typically, you do your own show, you do it in isolation. When the show's over, everybody goes their separate ways. You might do another show again sometime. But this is the one time of year when everyone in the theater community of Buffalo comes together on Monday.
And is this a charity event?
Right. The $10 that everyone contributes, and even I will pay $10 when I get in. All the nominees will pay $10, and it goes to Benedict House, which is a facility in Buffalo that provides service to people living with HIV/AIDS and their families. So all of the money stays local. And over the years, we've raised really hundreds of thousands of dollars for various AIDS charities for the past several years, Benedict House.
And what happens at the Arties? Is this like the Tonys or the Oscars?
I mean, just imagine that and just put a cast of local people in there and you've got it. The traditional categories for acting, directing, design, the jokes at the microphone, the within the community kind of jokes, the wardrobe, all of that.
And you do the whole red carpet thing?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Janowski out on the red carpet, he even selects 10 best dressed. We don't go in the other direction. The best dressed, and people really vie to get on that red carpet and get their picture taken by Nancy J. Parisi and to talk to Jimmy and to tell him what or who they're wearing. It's a very dressy event.
Was this a good theater season?
Yeah. I think that if you look at the nominations, that it was a very exciting season. It actually had fewer plays than last year, but the quality very high, and it makes for some exciting races within the categories as you look and see familiar Buffalo actors and high-profile productions that have been nominated, which is, believe it or not, when there are 100 productions in the season, to be one of the 5 nominees is an honor, and then it's fun to select one of them, and we call them outstanding because it's ridiculous to say that one's the best. And a Career Achievement Award winner, who is Mary Kate O'Connell, who's been a mainstay of the community for a long, long time. O'Connell and Company is her company. And it's basically a feel-good, be-glad-for-everybody event. Anyone can come, and everyone is welcome.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Omar Fatou, in for Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.